County, Mike Scully.
July 13th, 1987. Tell me, Mike, when you're out there mowing that lawn, what is it you use to keep the buggers back?
Well, Mike, it's funny you should ask that. Recently, I've developed a kind of a net-type structure that's enabled me to relatively have a bug-free mow.
So are you saying you keep those buggers down?
I keep them down, Mike, whenever possible, because even though insects are the most populous form of life on the planet, I still think they're pretty disgusting.
And they are, Mike.
Well, I think we should continue with our Philosopher's Round Table. And I'd like to introduce our next guest. He studied at the Sorbonne. And from there he went to the University of Minnesota to finish his graduate work. And from there he moved on to Dartmouth. And I believe he ended up at MIT. He's a renowned scientist of the obscure, but through his investigations, he's revealed many unique scientific insights that have proven validity for everyday life in the modern world. So I hope you'll join me in welcoming Manfredi Ticciano, a great scientist, and I would venture to say philosopher, and that's why we have him down here at the Philosopher's Round Table. Mr. Ticciacci.
Hey.
Glad you could make it, sir. It's an honor for me to have you on our show, and once again, I'd like to thank you for coming down.
That's no problem. I had an exam this afternoon, but I passed it, and I had to head into town. I'm always taking exams. I go to college all the time. I got degrees. You know, for my services, I can demand, if possible, $30-$40 an hour.
That's a mighty good living. It's what I make. But let's get out of the heart of the matter, as it were. Your latest book, Trials of a Fibrillating Brainwave. Very provocative, very interesting, very well-researched.
Let me tell you something about that book. I wrote that book in one night on half a Quaalude, a couple of Arethas, and a bottle of scotch. Forget about that.
Didn't know the personal insights behind the work, which again I think is very interesting, particularly some of the paradoxes you draw between the Judeo-Christian ethic and certain parallels in the African tribes in Zimbabwe.
Well, yeah, that line about the Judeo-Christian epic.
Epic?
It was...
I see. Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What'd I say?
I thought in the book it was the Judeo-Christian ethic.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Ethic.
Right,
ethic. Yeah. Well, anyway, ethic or epic, one way or the other. It ends up the guy gets the girl, you know what I'm saying?
Tell me, so you say you make about $30-$40 per hour. What does a guy like you, evidently a very smart fellow, and sharply dressed, if I might add, for our listening audience.
Hey. New York City, you gotta look good, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. What does a guy like you, let's say, do for fun? You kick Saturday afternoons, you have no experiments scheduled, you've just written a good piece in the morning, or I don't presuppose to guess when you actually write your work, but let's say, what does a guy like you, an eminent philosopher, a renowned scientist, what do you do for fun?
Well, we go down to Teamster Local, see how much petty cash we can filter from the safe box. And try to infiltrate an embezzle from the pension fund.
Mr. Ticciacci, it is Manfredi Ticciacci, is it not? Is that correct?
Manfredi who?
Manfredi Ticciacci, the renowned and eminent scientist philosopher. That is your name, isn't it?
No.
Tell
My
me.
My name ain't no Manfredi Ticciacci.
You mean, well, this is quite a shock here. Tell me, what is your name, sir?
My name's Eddie Papinski.
What are you doing on my show then, sir?
Hey, man, I just came in to change the toilet paper. Forget about it.
The toilet... Okay, excuse me. Scott, can we get this guy out of here? What the hell is going on? I've been...